Yeah, thanks, Kieran. Welcome back to our coverage of this event. We are covered in glorious sunshine, is the best way to say it. It's nice and warm. It feels like a Mediterranean day here in Donegal this afternoon. The sun is shining for the supporters. I'm sure it's brilliant, but for the men in the car, it must be extremely hot. We'll be joined by six-time record winner of the Donegal International Rally, Andrew Nesbitt, in just a second to get his thoughts on how this event is panning out. But we are at the midway point. We have four stages completed of day two. The latest one was the second run round Lochkill, the 10-kilometre sprint in dry and warm conditions, and once again William Creighton and Liam O'Regan, the leading Toyota Yaris, was the fastest for the third stage in a row, taking another half a second out of Callum Devine and Nolo Sullivan. So Creighton, who, believe it or not, is still not 100% satisfied with the car, continues to set fastest times. That is now three in a row. The other fastest time, of course, came from John Armstrong first thing this morning. The rally leader, Callum Devine, is yet to set a fastest time on day two, but there's still loads of time for that because there's four more stages to come later this afternoon. So just taking a look at those times, 5:47.5 for Creighton and Regan in that Yaris. They were the fastest, and that means in the overall standings they now trail Devine and O'Sullivan by 8.5 seconds. Callum's time in that Skoda Fabia RS, the car of course that won here last year, they are the double champions. 5:48 dead the time there for the Derry and Kerry partnership. Outside of the two leading positions, Hayden Padden has now moved up into third with David Moynihan on board. They are the leading Hyundai i20 car, and Padden still continues to struggle with the performance of the car. He says it's very, very bumpy. There seems to be a problem with the dampeners. He's jumping all over the road on him, and he just can't get into a rhythm that would see him be, I suppose, a couple of more places up in the field. But we have to remember that the man that has won the European Rally Championship twice and has also won on the WRC stage before is only 16 seconds behind Callum Devine and is 7 seconds behind Creighton. He's still very much in with the shout, and the car isn't performing as he wants to. Marian Evans, 5:48.6 for himself and Jared Conway in the second of the Yaris cars. They drop a place and are now fourth overall, just 0.7 of a second behind Padden. We then have Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, 5:51.3. They lost a wee bit of time in there. David Kelly and Arthur Cairns remain sixth overall, 8 adrift of Moffat. John Armstrong and Shane Byrne have lost another two places. Now, the story with John Armstrong is there's been mechanical issues over the last number of stages, and it seems to be he has dropped round about 40 seconds or so over the last couple of stages. He lost another 20 in there in Lochkill. There is a problem with the car, and he's hoping to get that sorted now in his service. But the Fiesta is seventh overall, 10 seconds adrift of David Kelly, and now 1:04 behind the leader, Callum Devine. The rest of the top 10 has met up with the Donegal boys. Declan Boyle is in 8th position in the Skoda, leading his son Michael by 11.6 seconds. He is 9th. And then Kevin Eves, and Chris Melly in the Fiesta Rally 2, they wrap up the top 10. So, Andrew Nesbitt joins us on our coverage here of the event for the first time this weekend. Andrew, good to see you.
Well, thank you very much for having us, O'Shane. What a rally, what a performance from all of these guys. And the temperature of the Donegal, I only remember this temperature once in my lifetime before, where it was over 25 degrees. And it's just amazing for the spectators. They're here and they're hundreds of thousands. It's an unbelievable rally, but more importantly, on the stage, it's an unbelievable pace. Because it's dry and it's not wet, there's a massive amount of grip. So the tyre technology between the Michelin and the Pirelli are playing a big part here, believe it or not. The Michelin tyre only really kicks in at 25 degrees. They are the 31 tyre. And that's what these boys have now started to use today. And this is where you're going to see a little bit of nip and tuck between the tyre technology of the Pirelli against the Michelin. Then you have the drivers, and then you have the cars, because look at the range of cars we have. We've got the Toyota, we have the Hyundai, we have the Skoda, we have all of these different cars here. And I'm feeling a little bit sorry for John Armstrong, because he was putting up such fast times this morning and yesterday, but the car seemed to let him down. He's driving it so quickly, I think there's some mechanical problems around that. He's fit to drive the car harder than the car can stand it right now. And I don't mean to say bad about that, but that's what it looks like for me. The Skoda is obviously a very strong car. The Hyundai is a very strong car. But it's, the tyre technology is really what it's down to here today. And for young Paddon coming here for the first time, and Armstrong for the first time, they're really driving these cars really fast. And William Crichton, wow, what a pace he's putting up today.
Let's talk about Crichton, because he's the leader in the British Rally Championship. He hasn't done too many tarmac events this year, but himself and Liam Regan, three fastest stages on the bounce, twice in Lochkeel and in High Glen as well. There's only 8 seconds now. Callum Devine's advantage was out to 17 at one stage, but Crichton is really on the hammer, so he is at the moment.
Yeah, and I think they're going to very fast stages now. Over Knockalla, like, it takes a lot of, you know, it's going to be a very fast part of this rally, and whoever's fastest over Knockalla is likely to win this rally, to be honest with you. When they get over the mountain and down into the tight stuff, the likes of Paddon's car is going to be really good up until he gets into the tight, narrow, twisty stuff. He's not happy with the bumps and the jumps. That's because he maybe just didn't have enough time testing the car. These other guys have obviously done a really good test. They've got the suspension strategy worked out. And so it's down to three or four people here. But do you know what? Anything can happen in this rally. I wouldn't be saying that this rally is still open to four or five drivers to win. Because the guys at the front are going to have to go harder, and the guys behind them can pace it a little bit better. So it's going to be very, very interesting.
Can Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, who have serious experience of winning here in Donegal, listen, they're back-to-back champions. You are only one of a few that have done three in a row. They're looking to emulate that. Can they keep the rest of these boys at bay? And maybe is now the time that Callum, who's been, I don't know if he's been driving, he says he's been driving very, trying to drive very, very clean and get the best out of the car, but is there more there to come from the young dairyman?
I think Callum has a very tidy driving style. He's tidy all of the time, to be honest with you. And all he has to do is stay at that pace. However, the guys are coming behind. They are trying to push their machinery harder. And they could take a place off him very easily if he doesn't watch that. But he is a very tidy driver. He's a very good car. He's the right tyres. He's the right navigator. All of those things are working really well for Callum. And you know what? It's going
to be a case of race your own race and try and forget about everybody else?
Well, you must race this race. The only person he has to race is himself now. If he tries to think about what's going on behind him or around him, it's going to confuse him. He needs to just know that he's taken the last quarter of a second out of that car in every mile that he can possibly do.
Yeah. We'll take a look at the historics, actually, because there's a couple of M3s in action, and it seems to be that John O'Donnell and Paddy Robinson are leading in the M3 from the escort of last year's winners, Marion Evans and Anthony O'Sullivan. They're in an escort 16 seconds down. Trevor Wilson of BMW M3 is sitting in third, and then Michael McDade and Denver Rafferty, who I think are leading the championship, are in fourth overall. You remember the good old BMW days, you do, Andrew?
Oh, yes, I love the BMW. I think I took three wheels off it at the top of Knockalla. I took 17 concrete posts out. So if that's what you're reminding me
Whoa.
About.
I actually forgot about that. No, I wasn't trying to put the vinny on it. But.
Yeah, well, I don't forget any of these things. But my sons remind me all of the time, Dad, how many times you win Donegal? Six. How many times did you crash? Six. So there you go.
There you go. Listen, I'm just trying to check in here on the modifieds, because I know that Kevin Gallagher, I'll get times here for you in a second. So I will from the main field, or sorry, the national side of the event, and it's a case that the results just don't want to work with my fingers at the moment. But listen, Andrew, Kevin Egg Gallagher is, of course, having a serious, serious run in the Darien once again, and he's got a big healthy advantage there, and he's going to his own back door now. And at this stage already, at the midway point, it's a case of, listen, if Kevin Gallagher gets this car to the end, he will no doubt win a third Donegal modified section in 4 years. But it's about trying to get to the end, and if he does do that and manage the car, it's hard to see past if there's going to be any other winner here.
Do you know what, we watched him through a Glen Village there earlier on, and someone turned around to me and said, that's a Formula 1 car going up that stage. And it is, it's an amazing, the speed of that car is just out of this world. And to be honest with you, all he has to do is slow down and he'll win his position. And but he's going on to his own stages, and I've no doubt he'll want to impress everyone.
Yeah. And he's leading, by the way, by a minute and 3 seconds, nearly four, from Aaron McIntyre and Dara Long in the Toto Starter rear-wheel drive. Brian Lavelle in the Escort is third, a further 2 seconds back. Daniel Breslin is a further 14 back in fourth. And then Gareth Erwin is in fifth position. And some Donegal men still going there. John Boner is eighth overall. Mark Alcorn sits in ninth. Baby Blue under the stewardship and the driving skills of Tyrone man Frank Kelly is sitting in tenth of that class as well. And Connor Harvey still involved as well, further on down the field after having some issues. So let's go back just finally to the main field, Andrew. We have, of course, spoke about how things are panning out. You talked about tyres earlier. Just interesting to note now, Knockalla, we've been told the tar temperature is at 34 degrees. The air temperature at the foot of the hill is at 21. So listen, it's starting to rise. And I don't want to remind or bring up old wounds as well, but obviously there's a few corners there off the start that people have to worry about as well. Make sure that the tyres are right, Andrew. I'm not trying to pin you on anything today. No. I didn't even mention Will Hare's corner.
Yeah, you just happened to mention it there. We were setting the problem with Knockalla, if the rally's delayed and the tyres get cooling down over a 30 or 40 minute delay period, which happened to me, and if the tyres get stone cold, the first three or four corners will take you out, as it did with me. I went off in Will Hare's bend at 128 miles an hour. Why? The tyres were stone cold. So anyone at the bottom of Knockalla needs to remind the drivers, be careful, particularly around Will Hare's bend, and the next two or three corners up over the top, because they can take you out.
Let's get the crystal ball out, because you like to try and predict things, so you do. What's going to happen now in the next loop? Because we have Knockalla and Gary Gort to come after service.
I think Paddon is going to put in a serious push now on Knockalla, because there's no bumps in Knockalla until you get into the tight stuff. So he will be fast to that corner. And the Skoda is going to will be fast. The first three cars are going to be very fast. My prediction is Crichton's going to take this first stage, if that's what I'm predicting.
Will there be enough on it to take the lead?
No, definitely not. We're going to see 3 or 4 seconds max. But don't forget, you're going to do that twice, and then you're going to get into a real battle for the second run over these stages.
Okay. Yes, we look forward to it. So then, it is Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan that leads by 8.5 seconds in the Skoda Fabia, but he's been hunted down by William Creighton and Liam Regan, 8.5 adrift in that Yaris. Hayden Paddon and David Moynihan, we're just waiting for Paddon to spring into life here, because his times have been just a few seconds off on occasions. So it has now. He did have a quick time in stage 10, but we're waiting to see an elevation from the New Zealander here. Hopefully that'll come in the afternoon. He's not at all happy with the car. Marion Evans and Jared Conway, they sit in fourth in the second Yaris. The top five's wrapped up by Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, and outside of that we're hoping as well that John Armstrong and Shane Byrne can get their mechanical issues sorted and can get back on the pace. They had problems yesterday, problems today. They've dropped even more time and they now find themselves over a minute down in the leader. But we hope to see Armstrong back, because he's a highly talented driver. So he is. Listen, Andrew, we look forward to the rest of the day. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. And look, stay safe, everyone on the stages. Listen to the marshals. We're going to have a really fast finish to this rally today, and then we have all day tomorrow to look forward to it. No rain, happy days, Donegal, here we come.
The main crews are in service, and Chris Ashmore is there. He's speaking to those. Those interviews will be available shortly on our website, HighlandRadio.com. We'll also be airing them after the news at 2 o'clock as well, as we continue our extensive coverage of the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally. We'll be back with more from this superb event for you very soon on air, and of course online as well.